no question the first couple of games haven't gone according to plan, but to get back at it here today, just kind of what's the mood moving forward after last night?
Yeah, just try not to get down on ourselves too much. You know, it's so early in the season. It's not the start we were looking for at all, but I think we got to focus on the good things we did and try to move forward with that.
What did you like last night?
Our start was good. You know, we were competing hard, and then all of a sudden it's like they get a couple goals, and we lose our minds out there and start running and trying to compensate for another, like just trying to do too much. So just calm down, and you know we're gonna get scored on sometimes. We just can't have those stretch of like 3-4 goals in a matter of like 5 minutes, and just takes us out of the games.
So what's the biggest key to try and keep things on track when you do face a little bit of adversity?
Competing maybe a little harder. It usually takes care of everything. You know, if everybody comes out on the ice and have the mindset where you're not going to lose any battle tonight, you're going to do everything it takes to block a shot and to keep the puck out of your net, then we'll have a chance. That's what it comes down to. And usually you can see it in the body language of the guys. You know, when you go in the corner and you really want to get out with the puck, you can usually tell. So it's that mentality we're going to have too, if we want to have success.
I always hear about trying to stay on an even keel. I mean, how tough is that to do on a regular basis?
But what's that?
Everyone says you want to stay on an even keel, whether you're up 3-1 or down 5-3. I mean, how challenging is that?
I think it comes down to what I just said. You know, if you compete as hard as you can every single shift, every single battle, the score doesn't really matter. It's 3-1, 7-1, 1-0. Like, we just have to come out and battle, give everything you have. Everybody in this room has to do that for us to be successful, and this is the mindset we're going to have to bring in the near future.
Just a matter of good habits, then, basically?
Or? Yeah, good habits and doing whatever it takes to keep it out of your net. If it's to dive to block a shot, or, you know, get in the corner and work as hard as you can. You know, we just need everybody to go out, myself first. I'll try to lead that way, you know, these next few games starting tomorrow. You know, just try to work as hard as I can every single shift, every single battle, and if everybody does that, we should be successful.
Paul talked about yesterday, it's more a matter of guys trying to do too much. I mean, how do you convince yourself just to try to do your own job and not try to kind of do too much?
Yeah, it comes down to like calming ourselves down. You know, I talk about we have to work hard, but you have to, you know, be smart and do your job. We're just gonna have to trust each other. I gotta trust the guy next to me that he's gonna go hard and work, do the right play, make the right play, and then I'll do my part, and then the next guy next to you is gonna do the same thing. And this is just how a team should go, and this is the only way we're gonna have success.